Karen will now guide you how to sit and breathe for optimum centering practice.
My intention now is that you're sitting in your car, but you have not left yet. As you sit in your car, let's just take a moment to position yourself. It's so easy just to plop in and take off, but we want to take a minute to adjust your position so there's minimum stress on your body. First of all, notice the position of your back. The best position for your spine is upright with your spine straight. If you feel as though you're sitting in a hole, consider placing a small pillow underneath you at the back part of your seat. You know, the Relax Your Back store sells a wonderful wedge-shaped pillow that will support your spine very, very well. Or perhaps your seat will adjust. But just take a moment to see if you can get yourself out of that hole. And you may have to wait till the next time you drive to do that. You know, I notice some people, my daughter included, drive almost in a laying down position. For optimum centering practice, you want to move your seat so that you're more upright. Next, notice your shoulders. Our goal here is to move our focus down towards center. If you rest your elbow on an armrest, it raises your shoulder, which also creates a little bit of stress in your neck. So try moving your armrests out of the way and let your arms and shoulders drop and just notice how that feels. It may feel a little uncomfortable because most of us are just used to having our shoulders up. Now, just to relax a bit, raise your shoulders to your ears and then just let them drop. Raise them up there again and just hold them and then let them drop again. And one more time, raise those shoulders up to your ears and let them drop. And let those shoulders and your neck relax. Years ago, when many of us were taught to drive, including me, we were taught to have our hands on that steering wheel at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Did you know, with the advent of airbags, they now suggest our hands be on the lower part of the steering wheel, say 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock? Well, this is great news because it allows your shoulders to be low, and it's great for your safety as well. Now, go ahead and fasten your seatbelt. Be sure to have that strap pass over your center point, about 1.5 inches below your navel. Conscious breathing is a focal point to the centering practice that follows. What I'd like to do here is to guide you through that basic breathing process before you actually begin driving. So here we go. We all want you to begin by breathing in through your nose and breathe all the way down into your center so you can feel the expansion of your center against that seat belt. So try that, breathing in. And as your lungs fill with air, hold the air briefly. And then when your body feels ready, exhale through your mouth. Open your mouth slightly and let the air flow out easily. If you're alone, you may make an audible noise like, let it go. So take another breath. In through your nose so you can feel it go all the way down into your belly. Feel that seat belt. And then exhale out through your mouth. This may feel awkward if you are not used to breathing deeply. Did you know each time you breathe in, you should breathe in a gallon of air in each lung? Imagine that, breathing in a milk jug full of air. So it takes some practice. Be sure to take it slow. There is no hurry. If you breathe too fast, you may find you get lightheaded. Just slow it down. Your brain is just getting an oxygen jolt. It's been deprived for a while, probably. So now, you're in a low-stress position, and you understand the basic breathing. Start your engine, and let's go.